Exclusive, top 9/11 lawyer says EPA claim Ohio air safe sent shivers up my spine - stay away, don't believe EPA. By Joshua Klein on February 19, 2023. Following the fiery derailment of a train carrying toxic chemicals along the Ohio-Pennsylvania line, renowned 9/11 attorney Michael Barish, whose law firm represents over 25,000 members of the 9/11 community, said the EPA insisting the air is safe sent shivers up his spine, given that clients of his are dying every single day from 9/11 toxic dust, as he warned residents of the affected areas to stay away and don't believe the EPA. After the East Palestine disaster saw harmful pollutants released into the air, surface soils and water, attorney Michael Barish told Breitbart News that news of the incident followed by the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, insisting the air is safe sent shivers up his spine, especially given that clients of his are dying every single day from 9/11 toxic dust. Barish spearheaded the efforts to reach hundreds of thousands of uninformed 9/11 victims still owed benefits after having suffered from harmful consequences of toxic exposure to post-9/11 World Trade Center dust, noting that 9/11 didn't end on 9/11 as many individuals continued to suffer as a result of their exposure to harmful toxins. Comparing the EPA's assurances following the 2001 terror attacks with its recent ones, Barish, a longtime legal advocate for first responders to the 9/11 attacks and others harmed by resulting toxic dust, argued that 21 years ago, the government at least had a reason: they wanted to reopen Wall Street. They should have just been honest with people then and said, "Look, if you don't have to be downtown in your office, stay away until the fires go out," he said. And that's what they should have done here. Questioning why officials are telling people the air is safe when they don't really know one way or another, Barish suggested they instead clear out the area, a 20-mile radius, for 2 to 4 weeks and consider it a toxic area until independent scientists can verify that it's really safe. Otherwise, we're going to see in another 20 years exactly what I'm seeing now, with people developing illnesses and dying from post-9/11 toxic air, only on a lower scale, he said. Given the amounts of contaminants that were burnt into the air or spilt into local waterways, Barish wondered how can anybody with any kind of assurance say the air is safe? They can't, he exclaimed. And it's such a disservice to our communities. The prominent attorney maintained he was unable to believe the EPA. They've lost their credibility, he asserted, adding the issue is not a political one given that it was the Bush EPA that said the air was safe to breathe 21 years ago, whereas, now it's the Biden EPA. While presumably many great men and women work there, Barish proposed that the EPA should be independent of everybody, even though the president does appoint the administrator. It should be something like the CDC that people really trust, and I'm afraid that I have lost confidence when they say things like the air is safe, he said. According to Barish, those responsible for the decontamination should avert on the side of extreme conservatism and tell people to stay away. In addition, residents should have been told that the Red Cross will take care of you and we'll put you up in high schools, he said. I know it's going to suck, but they have to do that, he added. Otherwise, in 10 or 20 years, you're gonna see people getting cancer in this area. Asked his advice for those in the vicinity of the toxic chemicals reach, Barish urged residents to stay away and don't believe the EPA. They don't deserve to have credibility, not now. They don't, not after a disaster like this, not when they keep so many other things secret from us, he said. Why do they treat us like children? He asked. Just come out and say, some really bad stuff spilt and we had to create a fire. Though he said he would not second-guess them for initiating a controlled fire, claiming that might be the right thing to do, Barish demanded that the circumstances should have been clearly laid out before those residing in proximity. At least, tell everybody the truth, that it's going to spread the chemicals in the air, miles and miles away, he said. Let people know this. Barish accused the government of treating us like infants, like we don't care and we won't question. Well, now we're questioning, he said. He also highlighted the many attorneys swooping and filing numerous class action lawsuits, claiming it really gives lawyers a terrible reputation when things like this happen. Though I'm all in favor of holding accountability, the railroad deserves to be sued, and the federal government, if they lied about the quality of air, deserves to be sued, he said. but there's no reason to drag these people through years of litigation. I just don't see that as a good thing, he added. The railroads and the government should get together and create something and get rid of all these lawyers just swooping in on these poor residents who are no doubt breathing really bad stuff. He also expressed his hope the government will do the right thing like it eventually did in the past. I was very critical of the EPA 21 years ago. But I'm, also, equally complimentary of Congress when I said they did the right thing by passing the Zadrogan 9/11 Health and Compensation Act. Created the World Trade Center Health Program and Victim Compensation Fund, limited non-litigious attorney fees to 10%, and provided free health care for illnesses linked to the toxic exposure, he said. That's what they should do here, he concluded. Experts continue their struggle to gauge possible health impacts of the chemical spill amid cleanup efforts as the Ohio community deals with the aftermath of the February 3 derailment that saw roughly 50 train cars involved. According to reports, the derailed train was actually carrying more toxic chemicals than initially known, including ethylene glycol monobutyl ether, ethyl hexylacrylate, and isobutylene, adding to the lingering concerns. Days later, Ohio officials performed a controlled release of 5 derailed train cars holding vinyl chloride, a gas classified as a known carcinogen to humans, according to the federal government's National Cancer Institute, though officials warned the move would send toxic gas into the air. The train dumped over 1 million pounds of the cancer-causing gas directly into the environment during its controlled burn of the chemical, which is reportedly more in 1 week than all industrial emitters combined in 2021. On Thursday, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, R., visited East Palestine, where he discovered what appeared to be chemicals in the water of a creek. He also called on EPA Administrator Michael Regan to drink the tap water in East Palestine if the EPA deems the village's water safe for residents' consumption. On Friday, EPA Administrator Michael Regan responded to criticism that it took almost 2 weeks for a senior Biden administration official to visit East Palestine in the wake of the train derailment, thereby stating that a visit would have diverted resources from the emergency response and there has been no loss of life or injuries because emergency responders and local officials were able to focus on the job and not visitations. Subsequently, House Oversight Committee member Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, expressed his belief that congressional oversight will happen, while criticizing the EPA, FEMA, and the White House for barely even acknowledging the issue. He also suggested Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg needs to go. He's proven that he is inept at his job, Donald said. Ohio State Senator Michael Rui, R., told Breitbart News that Buttigieg needs to resign right now over the train derailment in East Palestine, after the former mayor appeared to minimize the disaster by claiming there are 1,000 train derailments each year. Meanwhile, Buttigieg appeared to be prioritizing other issues after suggesting there are too many white people working in construction while speaking at the National Association of Counties conference, where he urged attendees to really work with organized labor, to work with your contractors, to work with your community colleges on holding a workforce that reflects the community. On Saturday, Ohio Mayor Trent Conaway reacted to FEMA sending federal resources to the city 2 weeks after the incident by stating that while he's glad they're coming, it's a little late. He also called for testing for at least the next decade and for the Department of Health and Human Services to start doing studies. Former President Donald Trump is slated to travel to East Palestine this week to tour the damage of the Norfolk Southern train derailment and cleanup efforts. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.